You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Good Morning Football, live in New York City still. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Colleen Wolfe alongside the great Peter Schrager, Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty. Everyone's looking alive. We made it to Friday. Congratulations.
Oh, we're celebrating.
How is everyone feeling today, yeah, Peter?
Let's go. We're this excited that Kyle's back?
I'm happy to see you.
Happy to see you guys, too.
You've been gone.
Yeah.
But you were trending last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed this.
I felt like you were like, I couldn't go on X without seeing just pictures of Kyle Brandt.
Take that, Calipari.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
He shot 10 of 20 from three.
Yes. Yeah.
It was incredible.
Did not make a single two-point field goal.
Why bother?
And had zero assists.
And he beat Kentucky
last night.
Unbelievable. I wish I was related to that guy.
Crown him.
My jumper's not that wet. I can't do it. But congratulations.
Raindrops.
Let's go.
Everyone feeling good today?
I feel great. Yeah, I feel great.
It's my last episode of New York Good Morning Football. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go a little bit down memory lane later. Not too much, I promise you. I'm trying not to get emotional here. But Colleen, we're happy to have you at the table. And of course, my two brothers here.
Yes, sir.
We're going to hold it all together today. Everyone's looking clean. I like it. I love it. All right, guys. Perfect way to get into the lead. Pro days, guys, they are all happening. We're in the middle of it. USC's Caleb Williams, he balled out earlier this week. And today, all eyes will be on Michigan's J.J. McCarthy, one of the more intriguing quarterback prospects in this year's draft. He put up some solid numbers in Ann Arbor. But the big number that stands out is the record, 27-1 as a starter. I don't care what you think about quarterback wins. It is a stat. It should be, I guess. But his only loss coming in the finals of the 2022 college football playoffs against TCU. So how much do you value that extremely impressive record at Michigan when it comes to J.J. McCarthy's success in the NFL, Peter? Because how does that translate to the big leagues? Mm-hmm.
The positives are he went 27-1 in college. I think he lost two games his entire life is the stat that I've heard. This guy doesn't lose football games, and it wasn't like his team was number one and they were just a locomotive the whole way through. His team has had college upsets. His team has gone into different places that have been unfriendly environments and has won. Mm-hmm. And then he has won under, you know, crazy situations like his coach being temporarily suspended for a game in Penn State. And they said, go figure this thing out. I know you're on demand and you don't have your head coach. And Connor Stallions is doing whatever he's doing, but you've got to go figure this out and lead us. The stuff that I look at is the fact that his coach, who has seen every quarterback from Andrew Luck to, you know, you name Tom Brady, Kaepernick. To Colin Kaepernick. He's like, this is the greatest Michigan quarterback who's ever played, and this is the guy that I want to go to war with. That's Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. It's an age-old question. Do college wins matter? Do NFL wins matter?
Yeah, exactly.
They matter. I think they matter. Of course they matter. This guy went into against Alabama and beat him in a college football playoff where they were down 17-13, and he was the dude leading him along the way and made a lot of big plays. Say this, Jaden Daniels is the hot name and is like, well, you know, Jaden Daniels is the sure thing. He's got the freak athleticism. He's the Heisman Trump. Jaden Daniels had one good year. Like, Jaden Daniels came from Arizona State and then blew up this year at LSU, and his team didn't win, and they weren't great. And he won the Heisman, and yet everyone as a prospect looks at him as the individual and is like, well, that's everything we need. This is the exact opposite, where J.J. McCarthy went 27-1 over the course of his career. Never had that game where he threw for 400 yards. Never had that highlight where it was like, that's the pass. The question is, what do you prefer? Do you want the one that is maybe a little bit overnight success, but is coming in hot? Or do you want the guy that over the long period of time never had that breakthrough crazy highlight or that crazy moment? I would almost go with the latter. I know he's been through everything, and I know that he has seen everything, and he has led his team. I think it matters. I think 27-1 is a real stat, and national champion's a real stat, and 15-0 in last season is a real stat. And the fact that he is so beloved by everyone in that building, including his head coach, who has seen everybody, it matters. So to me, it's a major plus point, but I could be all alone on this.
And I hear you. And to your point, you're making the winning plays down the stretch. You're doing some of those things to get over the hump. You talked about kind of who he is as a person and the leadership and the intangibles that everybody talks about when they mention J.J. McCarthy's name. And you say all of that for me to just say, no, I don't care and it doesn't matter. Yes, it's nice that he won 27-1. That's all fine and perfect. But I'm not basing or looking at that and saying, you know what? Because he won in college, we're going to draft him high, and he's going to come to our team. He's instantly going to make us a winner. I think you go to Michigan, and to your point, yes, they've had to win through some adversity. They've been through ups and downs. There's a ton of talent on their team, and they talk about it all the time. One first offense. They had so many guys. How many guys you say they had at the
18
combine?
Guys at the combine.
A record. And that's the talent that he was surrounded with. So I think this would be more of a stat if they weren't able to win with the amount of talent that they had. As you mentioned, Kentucky, who just got upset in the tournament, a team that has a ton of talent, NBA guys every year, and they always seem to fall short in the tournament. I look at this for J.J. McCarthy, and you look around the league, and you would say Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in the NFL. He was 13-16 in college. He went the number 10 pick, and now he's won multiple Super Bowls. Josh Allen, a guy who at Wyoming, he was 16-10. He went 7, and he was able to win a lot of games. So I look at these guys, and they didn't win a ton in college, but when you're looking at them and you're looking at their arm strength and some of the things that they did on the college football field, you look at your offense, you're saying, you know what? I think that translates well. I think they have some of those intangibles, some of those things, the game decisions and the game management and game-changing type of plays that you say, you know what? We get them in our system. We get them around our guys, and they're going to figure out a way to win games. So I think it's a nice stat.
As you say, it's interesting. Like, when you like rank it, like, because we show the resume at the combine, it's like 27. It's the first thing everyone sees.
Yeah.
Does an NFL GM even care? Like, or is it like height, weight?
No. It is the best start for any quarterback, though, to start their college career in 10 seasons, like in 10 years. Mm. So it's like that is something
it's
there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I think you're onto something. What bothers me about it is it's always the first thing that comes up. All right. And it's great that he did that. I'm not, it's awesome. It's a nice thing as a prospect. And if it was gonna be some day two guy or whatever, fine. We're talking about a top 10 pick. We might be talking about top 5 picks. So if you are drafting that high, I need your college record to be like 4th. I need freak, stud, splash throws, arms. That all has to come first.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember very well when Daniel Jones was coming out and the Giants went for him. Every single person you talk about would say, what a hard worker. I'm like, good for you. Everybody's a hard worker. Are you a crazy talent? It's not like I'm saying that's not good. I'm just saying it can't be the first thing out of your mouth. It's like you're in a relationship with someone and they have a nice family. That's really important, but it's not first. How's your relationship? How's your chemistry? How's that? Then we'll get to that. And here's the problem. I've really come a long way. I used to think, winner, winner, winner. Yeah. I've gotten away from it. And here's the reasons why. These are your guys. Here are your college winners, guys. Just look at them. These are the all-time winningest college players ever. I love these guys. I really respect how they handle themselves and how they're professionals. Come on. That's a tough list.
Desmond Ritter's already been traded out of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's gone. And if Andy Dalton is your de facto champion on this list, I love Andy Dalton. You want him in your locker room.
these are the guys who are coming out. They won so many games. They're a winner. They're a winner. They're a winner. I know, but like Kellen Moore doesn't have a laser arm. I want someone who has a laser arm drafted.
But
that
none high. Of those guys. None of those guys were even in the consideration for top 10. Like no one. Uh-uh. Ken Dorsey wasn't considered a top 10 pick. This guy's actually getting that buzz too. I think the NFL's smart enough to know like they're not like gobsmacked by the winning college record. But you're right, Desmond Ritter. I read that stat 38 times during.
That's all you read. Yeah. And to Jason's point, listen, Mahomes' terrible college record. Jared Goff. Terrible college record. Kirk Cousins, highly average. Lamar, nothing special. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes ended his college career losing 6 of his last 8 games. He was 0-12 against ranked teams. We just had the Super Bowl. It was Brock Purdy versus Patrick Mahomes. So, like, guys, just look at the results. You don't want to kick J.J. McCarthy in the shins because you love him and you love what he stands for. But my God, if my team is going to draft him 6 overall and the first thing out of your mouth is, he won at Michigan! I need more than that. I need a lot more than that.
Yeah. I mean, Stetson Bennett, 29-3 in college, won 2 national championships. It is a different situation going from college to the NFL. I mean, when you look at J.J. McCarthy at Michigan and the Big Ten and the competition that he faced outside of Ohio and I guess Penn State too, there really wasn't a ton there. I mean, he's going to have so much more competition at this level. And Peter, you talked about the fact that there were a combine record 18 Wolverines out there. That just talks about the level of talent on that roster. And when you're a high draft pick, you're not going to a team that is stacked with talent. You're going to a team with holes in. And I feel like we had this conversation with Trevor Lawrence when he came out after all of his success at Clemson. And he's so used to winning. Now he's going to Jacksonville. How is he going to do when he's losing these games? And then it was like, nobody even knew what the Urban Meyer experience was going to be on top of all of that. You're going to face adversity. You can't just rely on a run game, which McCarthy had an incredible one, an incredible offensive line. There are so many quarterbacks that get drafted high and they go to teams without an offensive line and they have to be under pressure. And of course, quarterbacks under pressure, especially rookie quarterbacks under pressure, you're under all sorts of pressure, physical, mental, all of it. The fans, I mean, this is a totally different arena. Full stop.
Tough segment for J.J. McCarthy. Are we not giving enough credit?
Look, like, would you rather have him been 20-8 and then like?
I'd rather him be more talented. Yeah. Here's the problem.
If you pull up his like official
draft profile, like here is the NFL, the league's profile. Yeah.
It's just win.
I wish it was. Enigmatic quarterback lacking the measurable. So first word is enigmatic. That's mystery. I don't want that. I want measurables in the top 10.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too much to ask. Measurables, I'll go to the next guy.
Combine, everyone thought he was going to be like 205, 210. He came at 220. Like he threw well. He did all the drills. He's doing everything he can. And you know,
great answers, great interviews.
Awesome in the
interview. He has every answer he's got.
Checks every box, guys.
He does.
I want splash throws, Peter.
Yeah, and we'll see him today.
Yeah. That's what we want today.
Let's see if he can make them.
And to your point, as long as he checks the other boxes, the winning stat is awesome.
It's great.
But just to your point, it can't be the first thing.
And there's
a team that may fall in love with all the things. I think his sample size is smaller, and that's the thing that hurts him, where it's just
he didn't throw a ton
of passes.
You're right.
We don't watch every Michigan game.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are Michigan people who are like, you don't, like, I've had many people in my life, Michigan fans, and whether it be in media, they're like, you don't get it. This guy's different. Like, in the third down, big spot, like, he always makes the play. There's an intangible there, too, that his leadership, like, everyone rallies around him. And it's big, and that's what Brady had. Brady went in the 6th round. You know, like,
I remember Alabama fans saying the same stuff about A.J. McCarron.
Yeah. I get it.
I feel like this has been a very negative for J.J. McCarthy.
No,
He should go somewhere. He should be drafted. He should have a great career.
Yeah.
When I hear 5th overall pick, that is a
lot. I got
you. It's a lot.
Yeah. You just don't want it to be on the wins. If you're saying all the other things make him a number 4 pick or whatever it is, go for it. Bring him in. Let him go lead the team.
Giants fans enjoy it.
Is potential to translate to this level. But we are well beyond the Bill Parcells rules that you have to play 30 games in college and win at least 23 of them. Like, those days are absolutely gone. We're going to talk much more about J.J. McCarthy coming up throughout the show and pro days as well, because if you don't have time to watch 12 pro days, that's all right. We got you covered. It's the first ever Big 12 pro day special next Thursday. It's the quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. Friday highlights the running backs and the DBs. It's the Big 12 pro day presented by Air Force Reserve. Both nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. Put it in your calendar now, guys. You got to plan ahead, right? Still to come on GMFB, Peter will take us back in time to the very beginning of the early days of Patrick Mahomes' legendary career.
You're going to like this.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just talking about how much you lost in college. I want to cleanse the palate.
That's it.
All right. Super Bowl contenders, are we looking at them? I mean, should we just do it? It's March.
Oh, my God.
We in, we out. And is the college basketball anthem at the end of the season the best song in sports?
It is.
All right.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning, football!
Good morning, everybody. If you're waking up watching NCAA tournament late at night, you know some teams are in, some teams are now out. We see you, Kentucky Wildcats, and we're sorry.
Peter, is your bracket busted?
Hey!
That's why they call it madness, guys. There was some terrible call. The kid from Samford.
I saw that.
Foul with Kansas. Anyway, we in or we out. We're talking football. It's March. We start with the New York Jets and their new all-pro offensive tackle, Tyron Smith. He spoke to the media yesterday, and listen to what he says about his expectations for the New York Jets in 2024.
I just feel like they have all the pieces together right now. And they can, you know, the final pieces in this offseason to produce a team that could go all the way. You know, I've played against Aaron throughout my career a couple times. And, you know, I know what kind of quarterback he is. I know what he can do if you just give him a little bit of time. And I'm just here, you know, do my best to give him that time.
All right, when you hear the term Super Bowl contender and the words Jets and it's March, my statement is this. Super Bowl contender, Jets, March, it's a bit too much. Are we in or we out?
I'm out. It's not too much. Bring it on. Listen, I've been a part of these meetings. All right, next month, OTAs and off-season workouts are going to start, and the head coach is going to get up there. He's going to have his whole PowerPoint presentation ready. The first thing on the PowerPoint is just going to be a picture of a Lombardi trophy, and he's going to go with the phase. We have to start with the end goal in mind. So the season has to start where we're all sitting there, and this is where we're trying to get. But, guys, don't get ahead of ourselves. Step by step, the offseason program is starting. If we want to get there, we got to dominate the offseason program. This is the time for that. It is March. You walk into anybody's building right now, they're upbeat. They're talking about how great the season's going to be. The coaching staff is gelling. It is the honeymoon phase. It is infatuation. Everything is going to. Have you seen Aaron? Have you seen him rehabbing? Mm-hmm. He looks amazing. Mike Williams, he crushed that breakfast sandwich. He is going to be unbelievable. Pairing him with Garrett Wilson. Oh, Breece Hall is healthy this year. There's no pitch count. He's out there full go from the beginning. This is the time for it. All 32 teams, they need to be having contender talk right now, talking about it. No one's expecting it from us. We're going to be in play for the Lombardi. It starts now. I'm here for it. It can never be too much in March.
I feel like I'm listening to sports talk radio right
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
Let's go to the phones.
Exactly. Man, what do you think? What is he supposed to say, though? He's put in a little bit of a position here where you read the headline, you're like, oh my God, really? Like, that's what we're doing? It is March Madness. But then when you hear him say it, it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course. Like, he has to be all in on this team. But, like, this is what Jets fans, they want to hear, I guess, because this is the same team that they were hoping that the quarterback would come back the same season that he tore his own Achilles. That was never going to happen. Like, science just won't allow it at this point. I don't know, guys. I do wonder if he's closer to winning a ring at this point now with the Jets than he was with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But on paper, absolutely. They are ready to rock. And selfishly, I absolutely love him saying this right now in March.
I did too. Why not? I mean, it's I have the S word, Peter, which is sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ultimate
sure.
The S word.
Enjoy that. I mean, come on. Great. It's awesome. The Rodgers hasn't completed a pass as a Jet yet.
Yeah.
I'm still, as you guys know, I'm in this like this weird, beautiful post-coital period with Dune 2.
Yeah.
I saw the movie Dune 2, which is an international blockbuster.
Waxing poetic about the entire break.
There's this sequence, all right, where the Chalamet character,
we're continuing it,
he has to prove himself to the people, the indigenous people of the sands and the desert, and they all believe there's this prophecy about him.
Yeah.
And he has to go up on top of one of the actual dunes, and he has to basically lasso a sandworm, which is like the size of a building. They crawl through, and like they're like Godzilla, basically.
He's on ayahuasca in this? Or?
Basically, when you're watching it. So you get up there, he's got these two hooks, and he's going to like latch them on and ride this thing. You're like, this guy's crazy. He's about to be killed. But there's the prophecy that he is the Muad'Dib, and if he can do this. And sure enough, like, I'm not going to do no spoilers, but Chalamet, let's just say, holds his own with the sandworm, and everyone goes crazy, and everyone can't believe him. They've got these beautiful blue eyes, and there's Zendaya, and it's like, oh, my God. That would be, like, the Jets, like, getting to a wild card game. All right? It, like, just down. Like the Super Bowl. You're in the AFC, you're in the AFC East. Game. Like, if Rodgers can go up there with his two hooks and his surgically repaired Achilles.
18 weeks.
Yeah, and it's just like he's going to do – they have these little machines that go, boom. And they call the sandworms because they feel it. It's kind of like Kevin Bacon and Tremors. And like if Rodgers can go up on the dune on top of MetLife and hook and ride the sandworm all over New Jersey, that's a wild card game. Just win a playoff game for the New York Jets. You're riding the sandworm. You are the Muad'Dib. But the Super Bowl, sure. I mean, that's Dune 3, I guess. I haven't even gotten there yet.
Super Bowl's in New Orleans this year.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It'd be kind of cool to have Aaron Rodgers riding through Bourbon Street on the Muad'Dib or whatever it's called. What do you call it? The Muad'Dib?
No, he's the Muad'Dib. It's basically like your Christ.
I thought that was like the mobile he's on.
He's on the sandworm.
Sandworm.
The sandworm. He is the Muad'Dib.
It's a worm made of sand?
No, it's a worm that lives in the sand. Yeah Jason knows it. Jason's seen Dune 1.
Yeah, I love that.
Wait till you get to Dune 2. Like, I'm a different man than
I love the questions you ask about it.
Yeah, I mean, Peter and I are very behind on Dune.
Kyle and I go 8 years of me asking him, so it's the Padawan, is that right?
Yes, the lightsaber, not the saber.
Chewbacca. Yes. It's Chewbacca. Right?
Chewbacca. That's but he's not from Arrakis. Let's move on.
All right.
Dune 2, man.
I got to see it. Would I like it?
No.
Okay. It was Christmas Day for basketball fans yesterday. Yeah. The NCAA tournament kicked off with a full slate of games. Gosh, did I watch that Nevada game into the wee hours. And then all of a sudden, Kentucky. Okay, I was in. In a few weeks, there will be a winner crowned, and we will hear the greatest song ever, One Shining Moment, as the Nets come down and Jim Nantz and Ian Eagle and everyone. I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
Here's the statement. One Shining Moment. Uh-huh. Is the greatest song in all of sports. Jason McCourty, are we in or are we out?
The ball is tipped.
Oh.
There you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of your life. Luther. You know what? You love Luther.
Luther, you know it.
You were raised on Luther. You told us that.
I was raised on Luther. Grandma felt like Luther was a part of our family.
No.
You had to know who Luther was. That goes back to another segment. Me and Jamie, she didn't know Big Luther, Little Luther, just Luther. I'm all in on this. This song, we have some time off in the next month or two. So I've talked about going to the national championship with my wife. My wife absolutely loves One Shining Moment. She talks about that as one of her favorite sports memories. She just doesn't watch any college basketball all year long, watches the national championship just to hear the song.
I love
she
that.
Says to me, if we go to the game, do you think they play the song in great the
question.
Arena?
Great question.
I'm like, honey, that is a great question. I do not know. I can't imagine they do.
They might.
Maybe. You
put
think so?
They have
put
to.
Put it on the big screen.
They might.
Jamie wants to run through a brick wall right now and tell us, like, because she loves this.
Actually, the producer.
Yeah. Actually, I do know this. Like, Jamie's going to zoom in here like the Kool-Aid man and tell us inside and see. Jamie, you're screaming right now. Right.
Can you say that? Like, the Kool-Aid man, she's pregnant. Is that like?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I don't know. That's not what I was going for.
I didn't think of that either.
I did. I don't know.
Sorry, Jamie. Greatest song ever?
I don't know if I answered that. Yeah, greatest.
I know your wife likes it. Isn't it?
Yeah, I went straight into my wife. Okay, yeah, that's our song. Nighttime, I just put on One Shining Moment.
All right, it's so I got info. It's not Jamie, but it's the next best thing. Adam Lawrence, our producer here, has worked the tournament. He says they do play it. He's been there for that. It's played over the PA, and the video airs on the Jumbotron.
There you go.
So there it is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all in to answer the question. Right. Yeah, best song.
It's not even close. I would write vowels to this song. I love it that much. Mm-hmm. I talk about it frequently. I was just talking about it at the Super Bowl, how much I love this song in anticipation of March Madness.
Yeah.
I, last night, instead of going to bed and getting like a good night's sleep, I sat on YouTube and just watched old One Shining Moment.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
The older they get, the better they are. They just age like fine wine. It was so much fun. Jim Nance, like, this is the greatest win in Hurricane Hoops history. And you have all the crescendo of the music and something's in your eye and like it's inevitably someone's eye is bleeding or like whatever is happening. It is so good and brings back so many good memories and it just reminds me of like rainbows and the 90s and it's awesome, everything about it.
The nostalgia is big.
Yeah.
And that's why I think some songs that don't exist anymore, you know, like One Shining Moment is going to be played for decades and decades and the only mistake they've ever made with it is when they went to a Jennifer Hudson version once and the Luther Vandross was gone.
It was Neo and Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, and they tried something, but they're like, let's just go back to the original. But I like the ones where you pull up an old song. It could be 10 years old, it could be 50 years old, and in the comments, it's always like, this is when music was music. So I go back to the retro, and I think we have the right sport, but I think we have the wrong song. And the right song starts like, oh, Rambo Rock. John Tesh. Oh, yeah.
The legend.
Wow.
He's playing air basketball.
It's so good.
That's the best. I love Luther. I love One Shining Moment. But the round ball, baby,
and
the best.
Here, Marv Albert. Welcome to Madison Square Garden. I'm here with the czar of the tennis,
Mike Fratello. And the Michael Jordan Bulls coming down 2-0. A surprise. It's the best.
Awesome.
From downtown. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. That's the one.
The NBA on NBC. So NBC. I was actually going to go similar. Basketball, not as it, but I was. Serious by the Alan Parsons Project. Chicago Bulls intro music. I put that on for my kid before his game. This is the stuff.
Mel Schrager. I love it. Let's go.
6'6" from North Carolina.
The man in the middle, Bill Cartwright. No, this is it. Guys, the NFL's got their NFL films and Sam Spence and all that. But we're in March Madness time.
From Central Arkansas, Scotty Pippen. Oh, I'm going to faint over here.
Oh, my God.
That's childhood for me, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
The man in the middle.
Can't do this in any other shows, guys.
Can't do it.
CBS.
Try to recreate
can't
this.
Can't do it.
I know.
Try to recreate it, folks.
Not going
to
happen. Won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Can't but what
it,
is the fantasy
it.
Value of Travis Etienne this month?
All right.
That's a good question.
You know what we are going to ask, though, coming up? We're going to play a little matchmaker. You want to do that with J.J. McCarthy? Where should he land? Where will he land? I like some potential fits here. We're going to run through them.
All right. A man in the
CBS
middle.
Does tradition.
There we go.
So. I look like I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boris Grant.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Big pro day coming your way today. The national champion Michigan Wolverines and their quarterback JJ McCarthy will be out there. There will be a ton of interested teams at those workouts. So what do you want to see from JJ today, Peter?
I want to see him make some throws that he didn't have to make in college. And I know it's on air and it's going to be a beautiful day in Ann Arbor and it's going to be a t-shirt and shorts. The USC Pro Day was as expected. A little Hollywood flair to it. You had some ex-Trojans, of course, Matt Leinart and Mark Sanchez walking around, and it felt like there was a little bit of glamour to it, and you had the Bears continue to see this. I think the Michigan Pro Day is going to be even bigger, honestly, because you've got 18 different guys who are going to be going to the NFL, and J.J. McCarthy is the crown jewel of all of them. I think you're going to get a little bit of a celebrity factor. I think you're going to get a lot of ex-Michigan players, and you're going to get a ton more teams. I think just about the entire NFL is at Ann Arbor right now, and they're coming down, and they're going to get their sandwich at Zingerman's, and they're going to travel, and then they're going to go to the pro day, and they're all going to watch, and they're going to ask McCarthy.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. Which ex-Michigan player would you like to see there? Like, what would really blow your hair
back? Sam Sword.
Sam Sword, you want to be there?
David Terrell, that would be good. We go. But honestly, I think it's going to be a big contingency. This is like, I would love Tim Biakabatuka. Oh, that would be.
You think
great.
It's going to be a big, amazing blue?
I do. I think it's going to be huge, and I think they're going to blow it out because this is like, it's also the Harbaugh era farewell and the handoff to Sharon Moore. So like, this is his first opportunity to host everybody at campus. And I think JJ's going to have to put on a show, and it's going to be to his top receivers and to his top guys. I've heard Sandstro, who's one of the defensive backs, might run routes on this one because he wants to show that he can do multiple things.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of cool. But for me, JJ McCarthy, doing throws that you were never asked to do in college because you were playing within the system of Jim Harbaugh, I would like to see that. And I would like to see him wow some folks. USC Pro Day was big with Caleb. I think JJ's has even more intrigue. And watch the different logos that are there, because I think you're going to see all 32, and there might be a team you don't expect who might really fall in love with the quarterback.
And I like that you said Michigan's going to blow it out, because I feel like, obviously, JJ's one of their own, and there's so much fodder being said about him, and he wasn't asked to do this and wasn't asked to do that, that for them, you're going to try to go all out. And I like what you said. Show us the throws that you maybe typically didn't have to do at Michigan. And, Peter, you said it's all on air, so we may look at it and be like, all right, well, because JJ can make these passes in perfect conditions, nobody chasing after him, are we going to say, all right, well, now he's worthy of a top five pick because he can do that? Who cares? The fact that he does do it, show them that. During the combine, there were some outbreaking routes that were inaccurate, and obviously everybody points to maybe the three incompletions he had and says, well, see, there's accuracy issues within that. for JJ, go out there and do that. Sean O'Hara was in yesterday for Kyle, and he said if your pro day is perfect, that means you didn't challenge yourself enough with some of the throws all over the field. Excellent take. For JJ McCarthy, do that. Get outside the pocket. Show everything you possibly can at this pro day to prove to people that, hey, maybe I wasn't asked to do these things, but you want to see a 70-yard bomb and put the ball right in place? Go ahead and do that. Caleb Williams, a lot of people said after his pro day, well, he didn't blow it out. He didn't try to make all of these different throws. He kept it simple. He continued to showcase, hey, this is what I do. It's an easy workout. It's T-shirt and shorts. I'm going to go out there. For JJ, do the exact opposite. Go out there and do as much as you possibly can to show them, because every step of the way, we said it, he's done what he has been asked to do. Just stack another brick on top of that and continue to show the people.
It's a good point, Jay. Like, I think it'd be probably pretty easy for him to coast through this, you know, to do a stock pro day. Mm-hmm. Here are our short throws. Here are intermediate throws. Here's this. Here's that. I'd like him to show off, you know, make a splash. I want to show what a good athlete you are. I want to see him doing the reverse pirouettes and changing his field. They have all these things they'll do sometimes. They'll hit you with pads when you throw. They'll have the brooms that are up. Yeah. Like, I just want him to show off the athlete that he is. We know that he can throw a tight spiral and he can hit passes like this. We know that. It's going to be guys that he knows. It's going to be a field that he knows. And maybe he just has a stock pro day. And shoot, maybe the worst thing that happens to him, he goes the number 5 overall pick in the draft. And good for you. But I think just there's this lasting impression of him. And I go back to on the NFL's own website, there's the official breakdown. And it just says things. It's like, doesn't have elements that require a top pick. You know, no frame thickness, no plus arm. That stuff makes me nervous. Not to draft him, but to draft him that high. If you have a really good arm, JJ McCarthy, where are you getting credit for? Rip that sucker today. Mm. You know, let it go. If you have frame thickness, if you're a good athlete, show us. And then maybe instead of this idea that he might go in the top 10, at the end of it's like he is going in the top 10 because all that winning he did was great, but it has now moved down in the conversation because, damn, did she him huck that thing at his pro day? JJ can really sling it. I hate that the conversation with him starts about how many wins he has. Should be the fourth topic, not the first. Maybe he can change that today.
Yeah, show off, because it was a run-first offense, so they're going to want to see him throw. But there's also something a little ceremonial about it, too, because it's the last time he'll be able to throw to his guys.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of closure, too, in the whole situation as you are off to your next journey in the next chapter of your career. Let's break out, though, our guy Daniel Jeremiah's latest mock draft.
All right.
After Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels come off the board with the first three picks, he has Vikings trading up to draft JJ McCarthy with the 4th overall pick. So that's one potential scenario. But which team would be the most intriguing if they landed JJ McCarthy in April? Which one, Peter?
The New York Giants. The New York Giants would blow my mind, but I also wouldn't be shocked. How is that possible? It would blow my mind, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, we're going to figure it out.
Break
it down.
Walk
us through it.
I think the immediate reaction would be like, wow, and then it would be like, all right, they're done with Daniel Jones. They're moving on. The fact that the Giants are sitting at 6th overall, the fact that Daniel Jones really has one more year left on that massive contract before the Giants can exit, and the fact that this is the quarterback draft. I don't think there's going to be the quarterback draft next year, the quarterback draft after that. So if JJ McCarthy is viewed by the New York Giants as a quarterback worthy of taking and being the future of the franchise and a guy that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane handpick, well, then it's his team for the foreseeable future, and he might be there at 6th overall. There's all these rumors of teams trading up, trying to get in front of them. What if they don't? What if JJ is sitting there at 6? The Giants are looking at a depth chart right now of Daniel Jones with 1 year and $40-plus million coming off an ACL, essentially 1 year. They've got more years on the deal, but they can get out of it. And Drew Locke, who they just signed on a free agent contract, who essentially came in and said, look, I understand that I'm not looking at being looked at as the QB1 to go into this thing. JJ McCarthy would be like a bomb being dropped into that whole quarterback room, and it's like, oh, no, wait, this is the guy. And I question what Giants fan reactions would be, because I think a lot of Giants fans in the Northeast have been waiting for that quarterback sensation since Eli. And Daniel Jones, they have those tapes, but it hasn't been hit. JJ reminds people of Daniel Jones in that he's this great, upstanding individual, never going to say a bad word. Like, he's not that crazy athlete. He's not that Heisman Trophy winner. He's the good guy, winner, blue blood college program. Yeah. You could take him home to mom guy. And I don't know if Giants fans want that or Giants fans want, can we roll the dice? Can we go and get Jaden Daniels? Can we go and finally get ourselves a Drake May? Like, when is it going to be our time to get that? So I think the Giants are the most intriguing based on their quarterback room. And I don't think it's the craziest thing if it happens in April.
And Daniel Jones went sixth overall in his draft that year. This would be JJ.
And was considered a reach also.
Was considered a reach. I like that. And I said it last week. I was like, I'd be surprised if the Giants drafted a quarterback at sixth overall. And we got posted on X and the responses were 50-50.
Yeah.
Fans like, what the hell does this guy know about the New York Giants? Obviously, this is just a talking head who has no idea. The only thing we're missing is a quarterback. And then other people are like, we have no wide receivers. Why would we draft a quarterback that? So to me, it is intriguing. I look at the Denver Broncos and their team that if he falls to that spot, if he goes 12th and he falls all the way down to them in the draft, where we're like, well, what are the Broncos doing at quarterback? Yes, they have Jarrett Stidham that is still there. But they just cut Russell Wilson. He's signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sean Payton, who's going to be his guy? And it just seems like, all right, if it's a guy like J.J. McCarthy, maybe he can mold him into the quarterback that he needs, throwing the ball on time, being accurate, doesn't have to have this amazing arm, but he can get the most out of J.J. McCarthy and find a way to pull it all out. And I just think they traded for a Sean Payton. They brought him in, and now it's about giving him what he needs to run the organization in the way that he sees fit. I think that would be a very intriguing spot. Now that would mean that he falls to them. I don't think that they're a team that's trading up. They don't know that they have enough draft picks to do so. But I think that would be a spot where I'd be intrigued to see what he's able to do with J.J. McCarthy.
We're all fascinated by the next Sean Payton dance partner.
Yeah.
Hey, who's
no doubt about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that he made that power move and Russ is gone. All right, well, who do you want now? But, you know, the question isn't the best fit or smartest fit. It's most intriguing. And I actually am going to go with New York, too. The Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the one that I would do the full spit take. I'd laugh out loud, and I probably should do neither. This is exactly what the Packers would do. I'll tell you that. The Jets have a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an injury. Then they have Tyrod Taylor, who I think is in his mid-30s at this point.
Yep, 35.
For them to go full Packer and again hit Rodgers and say, Aaron, we love you. We're going to try to win a Super Bowl with you. However, you know, we just love JJ and he was there available for us. We need to start thinking about the future. Obviously, the prudent thing to do would be to draft another weapon or draft a lineman or whatever is to supplement this thing and really, really try this year to do it. And it would be incredible because there's this idea online that the GM of the New York Jets is Aaron Rodgers. And now I think that's probably pretty offensive to Joe Douglas, but he does have a lot of influence. The idea that if the Jets zagged from that and said, we love JJ so much and we're thinking down the road, and again, just it's Jordan Love part deux, like that would be unbelievable, the most intriguing. This market, the Rodgers factor, everything, that would be the one for me. I don't know if it's likely, and Jets fans would probably go crazy, but it's not also the, it does make some sense if you subscribe to the Gutekunst Packers model, which is now working with Jordan Love.
Goody. I mean, like, he worked every time. His decisions were really good, and I feel like I like him going to the Jets and the Giants, but for me, I feel like the best situation might not be the most intriguing, but I think that he would have the potential to have the most success in Minnesota with the weapons that he would have. Right. So, like, DJ is spot on with that. You get Justin Jefferson, one of the best wide receivers in the game who is still so young. Mm-hmm. You have Jordan Addison, who had double-digit touchdown catches last year. Mm-hmm. T.J. Hawkinson, Aaron Jones is there now. And then Christian Darrisaw, who's like,
you know. You got two great ones because O'Neal also. So you got two great tackles. But the Kevin O'Connell thing is the biggest. You have a quarterback whisperer and you have Josh McCown. Like, that would be a great support.
It's perfect. Now, he would be asked to throw a lot more. But, hey, that's good, obviously, that he did before at Michigan because that was run first. But then the Minnesota Vikings would be able to have a plan moving forward because I feel like right now they are just kind of dangling in limbo and it feels a little bit like purgatory and I don't know where they go from here, but hopefully it is with a quarterback. And J.J. McCarthy, I think, is a really interesting choice there.
Do you think that we've talked about Sam Darnold before and that all the football heads love him.
Yeah.
The coaches love him, and the film junkies love him, and the fans are like, what the heck? With O'Connell, like, do you think he has the onions, to take a March reference, to just go into the season and be like, yeah, Darnold, that's our guy. We're not getting a quarterback. That's our guy.
If that's the cards they're dealt, I think they're willing to do that. But it's only a one-year deal for Darnold. They signed a one-year deal for $10 million, so they didn't show the support of, he's our guy. There is certainly a window open for them to take a quarterback. And if you watch the NFL draft, you follow the NFL draft, you've got to look a couple days and weeks in advance. They made a little quiet trade. trade a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they picked up the 23rd overall pick, too. You could package 11 and 23 and move up into the top 10, especially for a team that might not be quarterback hungry. So I think the Vikings are very, very valuable for J.J. McCarthy.
It's very
so
interesting.
So much fun. Those top three teams. It's like you're
big
just
logos.
We're so sure they're going to go quarterbacks. And to your point, Vikings have anteed up. And we're saying, all right, J.J., after the first three go. And maybe they're shooting for one of those guys that to move up to two. And maybe one of those teams are ready to go back.
Totally. What if the Vikings are like, forget J.J. McCarthy. We want Drake May or we want Jaden Daniels. Yeah. It totally blows everything up.
And the Cardinals are just sitting there like,
come,
open
give
for
me
business.
A ring. Mm-hmm. I'm open for business here. So a lot to come here. We're excited about what's going to happen with this draft and the pro days, too. We have a big one today with J.J. McCarthy. And listen, if you guys don't have time to watch 12 pro days because, like, nobody has time anymore to do anything, we got you. It's all good. It's the first ever Big 12 Pro Day special. So next Thursday, we have quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. And then Friday, running backs and DBs. It's the Big 12 Pro Day presented by Air Force Reserve. Both nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on NFL Network. And, of course, it's streaming on NFL Plus, Peter.
It's tough to find a time to watch some of these shows. Kid, you're still catching up on Fire Country, right?
I love Fire Country. I like Tracker.
You like Tracker?
I'm a Tracker
Justin
guy.
Hartley, baby.
Hartley?
Yeah.
Tracker guy.
We're really
Steve
excited
Stefanski.
About this next guest coming up, one of the nation's top pass-rushing prospects. We have UCLA's Leiatu Leitu joining us a little later in the show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.